Easter weekend if you celebrated last weekend. And today I'm super excited to make this announcement. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while, whether I should scale up to 2 episodes a week and include more guest episodes, which I've found super inspiring, and I think they just add a rich flavor to the podcast. So here goes. From the 7th of April, there will be 2 podcast episodes per week, our usual Monday release, as well as an episode on Thursdays. So that's every Monday and every Thursday. But in addition, we will have 2 guest episodes per month, and those will be scheduled on the 2nd and 4th Thursday of every month. So you can look forward to hearing from different health professionals from all over the world in various fields, talking about their experiences pivoting, growing, or scaling their careers, or walking the journey of healthcare leadership in mentoring others. So I hope you're super excited for this as I am, and that you will join me on this journey of scaling this podcast and really taking Life Beyond Clinical Practice to the next level. So here's to expansion in 2024. Do you ever feel like you have so much on your plate that you've lost track of what the priorities are? Been there, done that. And for someone with a creative brain, I'm easily distracted by new ideas or projects. And while I still use sticky notes, they certainly don't help with organization from a systems perspective. So when I started my podcast, I was effectively adding another weighty ball to my already busy juggling act. And I knew I needed more than paper and pen and sticky notes to keep track and be organized. So in today's episode, I will share a system that I'm now using to easily track my projects and to-dos digitally, and that's helped me stay clear on my goals, be more productive, and work less hours. And it's a system that can work for anyone, and one that I believe will help any busy healthcare professional on a path of career development or career transition, stay on top of their to-dos and meet their career development goals. Are you a health professional facing a crossroads in your career but feeling unsure of which direction to go in or what next steps to take? Are you tired of working hard and not seeing results in terms of career growth? Do you long to build purpose into your work but feel stuck as you don't have a clear focus, are unsure how to package your value, or are uncertain what professional development opportunities you may need to carve out a new career path? Hi, I'm Dr. Diane, boy mom, immigrant, visionary and career pivot strategist, and I'm here to help you find career clarity, identify and leverage your value, and clarify the steps you need to take so that you can confidently transition into the next phase of your career, scale your professional impact, and find greater fulfillment. If this is music to your ears, pull up a chair and let's chat. So if you're listening to this podcast, I know for sure that you're not the complacent type and that there's definitely something in you that's nudging you towards the call for something more in your professional life. So before we get into today's episode, I want to speak to the heart why many health professionals, especially clinicians, put off advancing their careers or following their passions. Let me know if this sounds like you. Do you feel guilty for wanting to change careers after investing so much time and money into getting the skills for the career you currently have? Are you ashamed to admit that you're not happy in clinical practice after all the time you've already invested in your career? Do you feel embarrassed and frustrated that your dream career is now your dreaded career? or possibly feel as if you will be judged by family and friends who may wonder what is wrong with you when you have a perfectly good, well-paying job in a career you should really be proud of? Well, I want you to know that you're not alone and that it's okay for you to feel that way. The truth of the matter is that not everyone who studies in a clinical profession is cut out for clinical practice, and that the place for you to shine may be elsewhere. So if you need help sifting through the weeds to find your thing, I want you to take bold action today. Admit, even if it's just to yourself for now, that where you are is not where you want to be or where you want to stay, and that you deserve to have professional contentment. And I'd love to hold your hand through this journey of transition so that you don't feel alone and can navigate your way into finding the new. So I encourage you to connect with me today by signing up for a free 10-minute complimentary call to discuss how I can help you get started on your journey of career renewal. You can sign up on calendly.com/LBCP/complimentary-call. And I look forward to chatting with you. So let's get into today's episode. As I was saying earlier, being a creative or visionary, I often felt like I was all over the place. I had a steady stream of creative ideas. In fact, I could come up with them on the spot by the dozen. And so even just keeping a tidy desk or organized list of priorities was difficult for me. This podcast journey has helped me to focus my ideas and streamline my priorities, and has taught me the importance of discipline and how to create systems that support productivity by reducing the overwhelm that comes with messy, unstructured ideas or plans. You know, where you have a sticky note for this, a scribbled note in a journal somewhere, or on a document in your office for that, and then later you can't recall those details or even remember where you left the sticky note or the journal. Can any of you relate? Then this episode is for you. So why is it important to be organized if you're a health professional on the path of career development or career transition? Well, I believe there are three main reasons why having a system to track your to-dos and your priorities is so important to achieving your goals and being more productive in less time. Number one, you will know at any given time what you ought to be focused on. When there are ideas in your head or sticky notes all over your desk or notes on your phone or iPad and you send emails to yourself to remind yourself of what ought to be done, it's messy. There isn't a system of organization and prioritization in all of that. And the truth is that oftentimes the important things move to the bottom of your arbitrary priorities list in your head or get forgotten completely and so never get done. So it's important to have a system in order to prioritize and then to know what to focus on at any given time. So the second point is exactly about the order of priority. You can set your to-dos in order of priority. Some of them will obviously be less urgent than others. And mapping it out in a task management system will then allow you to focus on the ones that are more important in the immediate term and schedule ones that can be deferred to later in the week, month, or even year as they rank in order of your priority. And this is easy for health professionals who are generally familiar with triaging in the healthcare setting. So very similarly, we need to triage our to-do list so that we can deal with the most urgent tasks first and then schedule the less important tasks for when it's convenient in our calendars. And the third reason I found it's so valuable to have a task management system in place is that you can track your progress against your activities, goals, or projects at any given time. And you know what? There's such a sense of achievement and gratification when you can move a task to done, green, ticked, off your to-do list. And there's that sense of accomplishment that I'm moving in the direction I need to be. I'm getting the important things done. Whereas if you're working with the haphazard system, like I said, of just notes in a planner, in a journal, on your phone, in your emails, on sticky notes, it's just so hard to keep track of those. And then there's no physical place generally where you can tick off and see visually what you are accomplishing and the progress you are making towards the achievement of your goals. So I have found this extremely valuable. And honestly, I've piloted the system over the past 3 months and it's worked phenomenally for me. I keep a tidy desk. I know what my to-dos are for the day. I know what my meetings, urgent activities, what projects I'm working on at any given time, and I allocate appropriate time to them. Each week, I have a dedicated work block where I focus on work, and so there isn't the intermingling between work and personal life and one feeding into each other. I can have designated times for what is personal and what is work related. And then I'm not stressed when it's evening and I have to spend time with my family or my kids, or there's a social event and I'm worried about some project that I should have been working on that I didn't get time to work on in the week. And now I'm having to sacrifice weekend activities to complete that. So being organized and systematic, I've seen how it's reduced the overwhelm in my life, helped me to be more productive and work less hours. And the system I'm talking about today is Systemize Your Life. And there's a sister course, Systemize Your Biz. So if you're a business owner and you're looking at building workflows and a system for staying on top of your routine tasks, your project-related tasks, then Systemize Your Biz is for you. And if you're interested in any of these, I'll put my links in the show notes so you can check it out and sign up. And if you use my affiliate link today, you will save $100 if you sign up for the VIP option. Now, career development needs a time investment. There's no doubt about that. Whether it's to pursue further studies, research potential roles that you're looking to grow into, make time for networking or building your profile, these all involve some element of planning and dedication of time towards specific activities. And that's where these systems can help you to stay on track, to monitor your progress, to tick off your to-dos, and ultimately to get wins in the end. So if you're thinking of embarking on career redirection or career development on top of your already busy life, you have to have a system to itemize, track, and hold you accountable for these tangible activities that must take place in the course of advancing or enhancing your career. If you, like me, want to reduce the overwhelm, and I've proven it over the past 3 months, I know that just at the thought of adding something additional to your already full plate, you may feel overwhelmed. Therefore, I recommend that you invest in a system like Systemize Your Life, which is a time management and task management program. Or if you're a business owner, perhaps you have a practice and are overwhelmed by the administrative demands that come with that, then Systemize Your Biz by Chelsea Joe is an excellent business workflow tool that can help you track all of the daily tasks that go into running your business, as well as plan for specific projects you may have on the horizon. So I will include those links in the show notes. And you can click on them. And as I said, if you choose to purchase either one using my links, you will save $100 using the coupon code DIANE100. That's DIANE 100. And you will get $100 off if you purchase the VIP option. So that's my testimonial, having tried and tested a system for myself from someone like me who was messy and all over the place. And now I'm able to work fewer hours, be more productive, and feel more fulfilled as I tick off my to-dos and accomplish my goals. And that's a wrap for today. If you found value in today's episode, do share it with a friend who you think may need to hear this. And if this episode inspired you, would you be so kind as to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd love to hear how our content is helping you on your professional development journey, and your review will also help others discover and benefit from this podcast. Looking forward to hearing more? Then meet me back here again next time for another episode of Life Beyond Clinical Practice. Goodbye.